But I am joined by Jane Bennett of Bennett Funerals, and she's going to be talking about the Monarch for the Day competition, which is coming up, and also the colouring competition. A very good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Michelle.
Lovely to talk to you.
And to you.
Although you didn't recognise my voice.
No, you had your very posh telephone voice, and I'm not used to that. I'm used to your radio bubbly voice.
It was very professional. I can only say the words, "Hello, Phoenix FM," and after that, just goes back to normal. Now, Jane, you're always involved in good works in Brentwood. So we thank you for that. I know that you do lots and lots outside of Bennett's Funerals as well. So tell us about Monarch for the Day competition, also the colouring competition too.
The Monarch for the Day arose because 10 years ago for the Diamond Jubilee, we did Queen for a Day. And this year we thought to be more inclusive, we should have Monarch for a Day to allow the males to enter as well. And when we did it 10 years ago, we had a Queen for the Day in Billericay and a Queen for the Day in Brentwood. And we got fantastic entries, but the Billericay Queen in particular sticks in mind because her daughter had nominated her, Queen Nikki from Billericay. She was just an amazing younger woman who, when she was young, had been in foster care and had been in happy foster care. And she always vowed that when she got older, she would do the same. And that was what she did. She fostered lots of children, and it was her daughter who nominated her. So she had a very special day out with lots of visits here and there and lots of lovely vouchers and a marvellous meal in the evening at the Magic Mushroom. The Magic Mushroom have agreed this year to give us a meal for two in the evening as well.
Yep.
So that's just a little bit of a taster of what we did before. So what we're looking for is for our suitable monarch to be really an unsung hero, somebody who deserves to be treated for the day and to go to places and to do things that people wouldn't normally be able to do. We're looking for nominations from friends and family, from colleagues, from neighbours, because I think we all know somebody who goes that extra mile all the time to help people out, to just do their best for people, and are not rewarded in any way for doing that. So we thought, let's find this deserving person and see if they can be treated for the day.
And is that going to be one person for Brentwood and one person for Billericay?
I think we're going to have just one monarch. We'll have to see what happens. Brentwood and Billericay.
And is there any age group?
Really, they've got to be over 18.
When's the closing date and how can people enter?
Right, everything, all the details will be in our website. And I know that Phoenix are kindly co-sponsoring, which is brilliant because it will be via your website as well.
Yep.
The closing date is the 29th of May for entries. And then the judges are your own Steve Roach, former mayor, Sheila Murphy, who is chair of Brentwood CVS,
yep,
and myself. So we will sift through. We will have a shortlisted potential monarch lunch on the 8th of June. And thereafter, the actual monarch will have their day on the 22nd of June. So they all need to be available, most definitely, for the 22nd of June. And they are able to bring their consort with them.
Excellent.
And so it's just somebody who deserves a really lovely day, who is an unsung hero, who is free on those dates. We also need to know, just in case there's any disabilities or any dietary needs, just so that we can plan our day accordingly.
You've also got a colouring competition coming up as well.
Yes, so we haven't done a colouring competition for years, but we thought, well, now's the year to do one. So it's going to be colouring the crown, and these will all be up on our website as well. We're going to have an infant category, a junior, and then a senior age stroke adults.
Yeah.
Or, of course, if there's anybody arty and they would like to draw and colour their own, that's absolutely fine. It's really do what you can. And what would be brilliant is if we can get all of these entries in by the beginning of June, and then we can get the pictures in our garage windows.
Oh, brilliant.
And our main window will be a Jubilee theme.
Yep.
And we're going to have some crowns in there. So if we get crowns made, we might just be able to hang those in there as well.
Excellent.
It's a bit of a crown free-for-all, really, yeah. Michelle.
It is, isn't it?
What happens?
I want one. With diamonds, obviously.
Obviously. like a bit of bling.
Yes, a little bit of bling. That's the competition, Monarch for the Day and the colouring competition, two separate things. You can go to the Phoenix FM website and you'll be able to find all the details, and just make sure you're available on the dates that Jane mentioned there. But all of the details of how to enter will be up on the website. So it's lovely to talk to you. I'm going to be talking to your colleague a little bit later in the week.
Yes, about everything that's happened with bereavement support.
Yes, absolutely. It's been lovely to talk to you, Jane. Hopefully we'll see you in the studio again soon.
Okay, take care, Michelle.
Take care. Bye-bye. That is the wonderful Jane Bennett there, who is from Bennett Funerals here in Brentwood. And if you fancy getting involved, Monarch for the Day and the colouring competition, check out the Phoenix FM website and get in there now.